proclamation number 8944 dated the February 26, 1965. After reading a book about Indian religions, you have taken on the significant task of spreading the pure truth conveyed to you from above, which is especially important because it is opposed by my adversary everywhere. And you will realize that he is predominant because people's nature turned them into his slaves, since they accept everything they are offered but are unable to distinguish where it comes from. And yet it could be easily established, for if it is truth, Jesus Christ's act of salvation would have to be mentioned without fail. This act of mercy has to be emphasized as the quintessence of pure truth. And then you will be able to easily see what corresponds to the truth. For I explicitly pointed out that every spirit who professes that Jesus Christ became flesh in order to redeem the world will not instruct you incorrectly either. After all, it concerns the fact that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer from sin and death. You humans are burdened by the offense of the original sin, and you can only be released from it by carrying it to the cross. And you have to believe this. Absolute proof cannot be given to you because you have to take the path to the cross voluntarily. Only this will result in a life of beatitude when you have to leave our earthly body and enter the kingdom of the beyond, your true home, which will then also offer you the fate you aspire to on earth. You humans have to believe that you are the fallen original spirits, that the path across this earth is transient and only requires a test of will in order to regain your true nature, to create and work in my kingdom as blessed spirits once again, providing you don't fail and then have to repeat the development through all works of creation. And this is the pure truth you should support, since the extent of error is increasing, because people are experiencing the last days and my adversary is succeeding in deceiving them. He is so clever that he has found many gullible followers who, however, have fallen victim to mediums, to hypnosis, to self-deception through suggestion, all serving the same purpose again, to reject the divine, savior, or to present him as a mere human being, who certainly pursued the highest goals but was not the embodied deity himself. However, anyone with a sincere desire to know the truth and who, through a life of love, shapes himself such that my spirit can flow into him, will also be given the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. If he does not receive it during his earthly life, then his degree of love is decisive in order to convey this knowledge to him in a flash when he enters the kingdom of the beyond. Then he, too, will utilize the blessings of the act of salvation. He will hurry into the divine Redeemer's arms and also find redemption from all guilt. Hence only a life of love is necessary to receive this knowledge, which, however, will always be the same, because truth can only be what I myself give to people who prepare themselves as a vessel for the Spirit. The fact that beings of light are time and again willing to come to earth in order to convey the correct knowledge to people cannot be denied, yet they are faced with difficult conditions in relation to preconceived opinions, as they belong to different schools of religion. No matter how much people try to perfect themselves, they can only achieve this by living a life of love. But then they're also open-minded for correct instructions relating to the Divine Redeemer. But our entire nations are inaccessible to the truth, where only individual people are willing to accept it. My love cannot exercise force, and I will be satisfied with an honorable way of life which will also bear fruit. But I will not divert from the truth inasmuch that I would apply different laws to other people, Even if I admit that people with a high degree of maturity are able to take actions above and beyond their human abilities. But then they also have the inner awareness of Jesus Christ as the divine Redeemer, who has to be approached by everyone in order to be freed from their original sin. For only this knowledge will result in your blissful life in the spiritual kingdom, which you can expect after the death of your body. Because your existence on earth is transient, the spiritual kingdom is your true home where you will live again, when you have found salvation through Jesus Christ, in your true state, as it was in the beginning. Amen.